It's 9 o'clock. Are we ready?
Yes.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Did you go to the bathroom?
I was just thinking I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay. Well, I don't.
But I can hold it, unlike you.
I can't hold it. All right. Welcome aboard, everybody. Welcome aboard. First of all, let's have a sound check. Eddie Heckman is here, so he can give us the sound check. Okay. Good morning to you all. And it is the lady and the legend. So to introduce ourselves, I am the legend. That's right. I'll be 76 next month. Whoa, away we go. And you must be the lady, right?
Yes, I am. Anthony D.B. Miller had his auction last night.
Oh, he did. That should be exciting. Tell us.
I don't know. He said his best deal of the draft was Acuña for $42. But
that's the best deal. That's what he should be. He's a $40 player. That's
people
it.
Get 360 in this league. You didn't let me finish.
No, I didn't know. Well, so, that is a good deal.
I don't know if it's a good deal. Any player that starts to reach $40, I'm interested, Anthony, in your pitchers. I want to know, I want to know about some mid-20s pitchers that you got. And we do have to keep in mind that there's a 360 budget in this league. Anyway, welcome aboard, everybody. Today we're going to talk about some news, and we're going to start with your boy, Altuve.
Well, before we get to that, let me answer a question. Thinking about auctions, you can get the player you want early. And the best way to determine how early, I once picked up a player on the, I threw out second in the draft, and I picked up a player. Remember, don't go in with a predetermined notion. You're not going to say, I'm going to throw out second. But when a $30 player is thrown out and he goes for, let's say, 28, and he may even be better than the player that you want, if that happens, you know the room is a little quiet. So I would then, even if it's the second or third player, I would throw out the player that I want for $30, knowing you're going to probably get him at $30 and maybe a little less.
I like to throw out closers early, the good ones.
Well, we're just talking about
you
throwing.
You throw out closers early all the time.
I don't throw out closers. I throw them out of the draft if it's an auction, all right? But in terms of getting a player early, you want to see what the room is like first. You play the room. You see what another $30 player went for. If he went for 28, 29, or even 30, then you throw out your $25 player or your $30 player, knowing that the room is a little tepid. How about that for the win?
So Altuve yesterday playing for Venezuela, he had to exit in the fifth inning after he got hit by a pitch. And the coach is actually saying that, well, a Houston athletic trainer who doesn't want to be named said he was concerned that Altuve's thumb is broken, but nobody has a scan yet to confirm any kind of break. But that's what, according to this writer.
Yeah, well, look, the thing is, he's going to be out for a while. For the season, who knows? For a while, that is what we know.
95.9 mile an hour sinker thrown by Daniel Bard. Hit him in the thumb.
So who's going to replace Altuve at second base if they don't get another closer? Who's going to replace him at second base?
I don't know.
How about this fellow named Henley? Okay? Henley. David Hensley. Oh, Hensley. David Hensley, who actually played a little second base in the minors, and he put up some good numbers. He would have gotten time as a DH this year a little bit. And he replaced, he was a DH in a couple of games already.
I think he hit a home run yesterday.
Yeah, he's an outfielder who can play the infield. Hensley will get
two home runs and two stolen bases so far this spring.
Right. So if there's one player, and I'm pretty sure the Astros are going to be aggressive to try to get somebody else. But David Hensley, 26-year-old, last year he hit .345. He had 5 RBI, limited playing time, but the guy can hit. But can he get playing time? Well, now he can. All right? Interesting, right? Interesting. And, I get a lot of people, but here's the question about Altuve. Let's go to the chat room. Wake up, everybody. It's time to answer a very interesting question, in my opinion. Altuve, is he a Hall of Fame player? Is Jose Altuve a Hall of Famer? And here's my question, okay? Here's why I'm asking that. Fantasy baseball has become so mainstream that when there's one player who impacts fantasy baseball and a position the way Altuve has for what? He's entering his 13th season. He's a career 307 hitter. He's got 1,900 hits. He should pass the 2,000 milestone whenever he passes it. Is Jose Altuve, because the way he's dominated, how is he dominated? You can tell. He can tell. He's the first or second baseman taken in the last 10 years. That dominates a position. So what do you think?
I think that his stats absolutely put him in there, but as long as he doesn't piss off the media, because that's really what it comes down to.
Well, I don't know about that, but you got Altuve, and I want to throw another one out for you, something that I threw out during the course of the week. If you say Altuve belongs in the Hall of Fame, and I think he does, the way he's dominated second base, isn't that what it's all? He has dominated. When you can use the word dominated and refer him to a player.
Yes, I do think his numbers are Hall of Fame worthy.
Okay. I'm not talking. It's not his numbers. It's his domination of a position, right?
Well, I think you should get in based on your stats, your career stats. That's it. Okay, it's a slippery slope when you start saying, oh, he dominated second base, or he dominated reliever,
yes,
or he dominated. Yeah, he did for his period of time. Absolutely. Okay. But in doing that, dominating his position, he gained the stats to qualify as a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
It doesn't have anything to do with the fact that he was the best second baseman for 8 years. It's that he was a Hall of Fame player for the past 13 years. And, you know, the interesting thing about Altuve, he was never expected to be that good. He was a little guy.
Right.
Nobody expected him to have a bunch of hits and home runs. But that's it. His stats qualify him. But you know how it is nowadays. The Hall of Fame has become nothing more than a big fat joke because they only let in players that don't piss them off. These sports writers are vultures.
That's been like that for a long time.
Okay.
It's worse than it's ever been. But then, as Bell Pal says, he says Altuve needs more accumulation. Okay,
he's got 1,935 hits, and he's going to hit the 2,000 milestone this year if his injury isn't that serious. Even if it is, he breaks his thumb. What's it going to take, 6 weeks to get back?
I agree. He needs to accumulate, but I still think the way the Hall of Fame has become, when you can dominate a position for about 10 years, you're a Hall of Famer. And I'll say the same thing about JT Realmuto. Now, he has played 8 seasons, and he has been the number one catcher in fantasy baseball for just about 8 seasons, 7,
okay? I remember
okay?
when he first came up, and Craig Mish called us and said, pay attention to this catcher in Miami.
That's right, he did.
And we did pay attention to him, and he's been traded since then a couple times.
Right,
but
and he stands out by stealing bases. He does things that no other catcher does. So to go to the chat room, I will say, should Altuve be a Hall of Famer? Should JT Realmuto be a Hall of Famer? Now, you may laugh at it at first glance, but when a player...
I'm hot, that's all. I'm hot.
When a player dominates Major League Baseball...
Do you hear Woody Woodpecker back?
I hear the woodpeckers back. Now, something else. I'm getting a lot of people saying, continue to send... It's very tough to evaluate a team, right? In the context of the league that they're in, of course, it's a little tough. But I get a lot of players, a lot of fantasy players asking me this question. And I need the Roto Lady to answer what this question means. They say, rate my team, right? And they want to know what their value is. And many people who are evaluating say, you got good value on that player. Could you tell me what that means? You got good value
It means he was probably the best pick at the time in the draft, that he adds to your team more than what another player at that particular round and pick would offer a team. There's a lot of players that are giving good value. I know you hate that term and you criticize it every year.
What does that mean, good value? What happens if he doesn't fit your team?
It means if you get Luis Castillo for $24, that's good value for Luis Castillo.
Not if you have, you mean the pitcher?
Yeah.
All right, forget about the pitcher. Okay, that's
good. I love $20 pitchers.
But when you get a $20 player who can steal 50 bases or whatever, and you don't need stolen bases, could you tell a guy you got good value for a player that you don't need?
Well, if he does well, then you could trade him.
Okay. Okay.
But I do think it's more important to focus on what your needs are in the draft than getting the most value out of a player.
Exactly.
So moving on, because we're not going to have enough time to cover all of our stuff at this point.
We have plenty of time to cover everything.
No, we don't.
And the biggest thing to cover is the WBC. And I am one who says, and I'll still say, I didn't expect the WBC to be so popular. And I don't think it's as popular until yesterday when things happened that changed my mind. But I thought the WBC, and I still think, play it after the season.
It is what it is.
Ron Darling said there's no way that he could have expected to win games in any year in mid-March. You can't. It screws up.
Give me a break.
And it's not because of injuries or anything like that, but it screws up a pitcher or a player's
Here's the thing. The World Baseball Classic.
Go ahead. I forgot what I was going to say. Go ahead.
It screws them up because they're not ready to pitch yet, right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah, they take their, you know, in the middle of March, they work on their curveball. Then
it's
they work
the
on
World
the
Baseball Classic. Well, yeah. The MLB doesn't get to decide what the schedule
is. I'm saying that, but because of when it's being played, they should think about playing it after the season.
It's perfect. They're getting ready for spring. They're in spring training
right
now.
They're getting ready for spring.
The USA is.
They're playing important games.
To the country, it's important. It's like the Olympics for baseball. It's exciting, and these players we're talking about, more than one, not just one, more than one. I've been seeing this as an ongoing conversation about how these crowds are, that being in the playoffs is one thing, but when you're playing for your country, these fans are on your side, they're cheering very loud like it is the playoffs, and they're very, very excited and passionate about their teams. The United States is still in it. There's only four teams left. Frankly, I love the whole Olympics for baseball. I love representing your country. I will root for USA, even though we have a bunch of wussies on our team.
I do, too. And the point is that many of the other countries, all they have is baseball. Mm-hmm. We've got football. We've got basketball. We've got the whole thing. Many countries only have baseball.
And one of the beautiful things about MLB is that we have players from every country in the world in Major League Baseball. So your favorite player could be playing for his home country, but you're still rooting for him. Whatever. Turner hit a grand slam yesterday. He said it was the biggest hit he ever produced in his whole career, and it was the loudest baseball crowd he ever witnessed. He's played 43 MLB postseason games, including a 7-game World Series. But he says, and then Mark DeRosa, he says that he called yesterday's United States victory one of the three greatest games he's ever been a part of in his entire career, including the 2010 World Series. Also, it's not just those two saying that. It goes across the board. The fans, the ballparks are sold out. Miami Marlins Park was one of the parks, right, that had it.
And Craig Mish.
35,792 at the Venezuela game yesterday. And Craig Mish was pointing out, can you even imagine if the Miami Marlins games were that exciting? He must have been there. But honestly, it's exciting for these players and for their countries.
61% of all TVs in Puerto Rico were on to watch the game against the Dominican.
And then they won. 61%. And then we lost a closer. Yeah. And then they lost. Thanks to the closer's brother.
Well, that's all.
It's one game. Anybody could win one game, but it's exciting. The United States is playing again. There's only four teams left. Tomorrow's the last day. or the 21st is the last day. But right now it's a four-team playoff.
Right. And, you know, including us, we were amazed at what the Nicaragua starting lineup was. Remember you went over that?
No, it was the Dominican Republic.
Oh, yeah, the Dominican Republic's their starting lineup.
Everybody knows, but guess what? Macho Man, Manny Machado, he's back home. And he's hitting home runs already.
But get this, the USA starting lineup. Mookie Betts, Mike Trout, Paul Goldschmidt, I mean, come on, Nolan Arenado,
Kyle Tucker. And Schwarber. And Turner.
Tim Anderson, Real Muto.
We suck in pitching, though.
Trey Turner batted eight. This is a great lineup, and nobody could be surprised if the United States wins.
That was yesterday's lineup.
They're
going to play today.
Attendance for last night's USA-Venezuela game was almost 36,000, and that is a sellout.
Yes. Okay? All right, let's move on.
To what?
To Wily Adames. Again, another player saying that he never felt anything like that before. The playoffs are loud, but it's not the same. The energy is different. It's way more electric than the playoffs. It's just different baseball, and the atmosphere is incredible.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. That was over and over again. So, anyway, let's talk about Brandon Nimmo.
And it's because they don't have basketball. They don't have football, soccer. It's just good baseball. Okay,
we got Brandon Nimmo.
Let's go Mets, right?
Right. The first leadoff batter, Brandon Nimmo, low-grade sprained knee and ankle. He's week to week. Nothing structurally wrong, so it's just a sprain, but we'll see with Brandon Nimmo.
Yeah.
Luke Voit, on Thursday, March 16th, he had the ability to opt out of his minor league contract with the Brewers if they didn't put him on the 40-man roster. Now, he decided, you know, we got no news for that. That was Thursday.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. Right?
Then all of a sudden, we find out that he voluntarily pushed his new opt-out date to Friday, March 24th. It's 6 days prior to opening day. He did say that other teams are interested in him. Now, because he's not on the 40-man roster, if I drafted him in an NL-only league because he was on the Brewers, and he gets...
That's a good question.
Because he wasn't on the 40-man roster,
then if he re-signs with the National, with America, you still keep him.
Okay, good.
That's how I would rule it.
Okay, well, I'm the commissioner.
Whatever the ruling is, it should be determined ahead of time, and
we never had this problem before.
I don't think we did. So Luke Voit, and I was waiting to see what was going to happen. Then James Caprillion told me he postponed it.
Yes, he did.
That's how I learned it. Okay.
So what does that mean? Does that mean that Luke Voit's pretty confident that he's going to get a chance? The problem is that Milwaukee wants to give Keston Hiura another chance. Plus, they want flexibility. Luke Voit only plays first base, and he sucks, and he can't play outfield, and he's not good defensively. So his only real attribute is either first base or DH. Now, I know they're trying to give Keston Hiura another chance to do something, but he sucks defensively too. So, you know, the problem is they could fit both of them on their 40-man roster, but do they want to? They want flexibility is what they're saying.
They want. Okay.
But I just find it hard to believe that they're going to turn away a guy like Luke Voit, who's just pure power.
And his new opt-out date is now Friday, March 24th. 6 days prior to opening day.
Now, they have Rowdy Tellez at first, and Jesse Winker is supposed to play sometimes at DH, but he's also listed as one of their outfielders, which is a crowded mess. And it's not a bad problem to have, but it's definitely a crunch out there in their outfield. They have youngsters that are ready to come up that are tearing up the spring, and they have a whole laundry list of outfielders to play. So Jesse Winker, this guy who I was – crazy to draft.
No, you weren't.
Yes,
look,
I was.
Luke Voit, yeah.
I'd rather have Luke Voit.
28 at bats, 10 hits, 4 of them going for extra bases.
Yeah, he's hitting .357 right now in the spring.
Unbelievable.
And he is hitting it for sure. Same with Franmil, who I love. I love Franmil.
And Voit, remember, he's 32. He had 22 home runs on the way to a great season in 2022.
Okay. Zach Britton had a showcase, yes, on Friday.
Yeah.
So, according to John Heyman...
Right.
there was a bunch of, the Mets were among the 10 teams that attended his showcase on Friday. How interested do you think the Mets are in getting?
Well, Buck Showalter managed Britain during some really good years in Baltimore.
Yeah.
So while the Mets have just lost their closer to a long-term injury.
Yeah, long-term, 8 months.
And their level of interest in Zach Britton has to be a decent level of interest. Okay?
Absolutely, or they wouldn't be there.
Right.
Now, you have Clark Schmidt. Okay, look, Clark Schmidt's a pitcher for the Yankees. He crushed it on Thursday. He struck out 7 batters in 5 perfect innings. He needed 50 pitches to complete those 5 innings. He threw 36 strikes out of 50 pitches, including his recently developed cutter. Now, you know, I'm always wary about a pitcher that decides to add a pitch.
Well, when he adds a pitch... If he uses it with success,
yeah,
you have to look at that.
So, Clark Schmidt, you have to consider that this guy is going to be part of the Yankees rotation.
Right.
Because now Rodon is out, right?
Of course.
So, last year he threw 57 and two-thirds innings for the Yankees. He allowed 46 hits in 57 innings, which is a good sign. But he walked 23 batters. 3.12 ERA, that was last year. But you look at his history, and he hasn't been great in the majors. Although this spring, 11 and two-thirds innings, 17 strikeouts. Maybe that new cutter is working out for him.
Right. And, of course, another pitcher who's got a big question mark is Carlos Carrasco.
Hell.
What do you mean, hell?
Hell, I'm drafting him at 301 overall. Are you kidding me? He's a dollar pitcher.
Okay, but Peterson, the only lefty, he's pitching well.
Yes.
Tyler McGill, he's pitching well.
Tyler McGill ain't nothing compared to Carrasco.
Paul Dinky, Tyler McGill, last year, his first 7 starts were lights out.
Remember, we've had this discussion so many times about this guy. You're just biased because you drafted this fool, McGill.
I did?
Yes.
When, this year?
In the NL Only League.
Oh, yes, I did. But anyway, so let's ask a question. All right, okay. Hot shot. Who would you rather have? Carlos Carrasco.
Absolutely.
Or Clark Schmidt.
Yes, Carlos Carrasco.
Schmidt's been great. 5 perfect innings the other day.
Yeah, but he's given up a home run in every outing he has had so far this spring. But he doesn't have a problem with homers unless you're... This is interesting about Carrasco. I looked at his home runs per 9.
Yeah.
He gives up 2 home runs per 9 in 2019. In 2020, it was 1 home run per 9. In 2021, it was 2 home runs per 9. And last year, it was 1 home run per 9. Does that mean he's going to go back to 2 home runs per 9 this year?
It's like one
of those San Francisco Giants winning things. Every other year, they get to the World Series or whatever. Hello, Fan Addict. We're coming to see you this weekend.
Yes, we have something. We're all packed and ready to go. Let's say hello to everybody in the chat room. Anthony D.B. Miller, Chris Gallo. Good to see Chris Gallo is back, okay, under his real name. Eddie Heckman, Fan Addict, Brian Ambrose, who we'll be seeing next Saturday at his draft. Let me tell you.
Lenny's been packed for a week. We've got the car all ready to go.
We cleaned out the car. We packed our clothes. Now we're just sitting there waiting for next Saturday morning, okay?
It's unbelievable,
It's going to be great.
Okay, let's talk about Carrasco.
James Capricorn is here. Laura is here. Good morning.
Hello, Laura.
Laura Malpel is here. Thank you. Mitchell Merrill.
King Turd.
Rotorius the King Turd is here. Timothy My Hooker. You got Tommy Johnson, Triple Play, and a cast of thousands in the mystery guest.
Okay.
Including guest mystery guest is here. Right? So thank you
That's really funny.
Thank you all.
Carrasco was able to pitch 152 innings last year, which I think is great considering the fact that for 3 years before that, he couldn't even surpass 60 innings or so. It was bad. He was constantly injured. Mm-hmm. He's not young. He's 36 this year. But he made it up to 57 pitches, and 41 of them were strike the other day. 14 strikes, strikeouts, 2 walks.
No, I don't know. I don't know what you're saying.
I don't either.
All right, so that's good.
His K to walk ratio
is
14.
Sometimes it's good to walk away. You know what I mean?
He had a 3.97 ERA last year. Look, I'm not saying this guy is going to be great. He's going to be a guy that's barely going to get you under 4, but he's going to pitch. He's pitching for a great lineup who gets run support,
okay,
right? As long as they don't keep getting They need to be wrapped in plastic bubble wrap.
Well, let's all
the
right.
The Mets.
Now I'm going to be critical of you.
I don't care.
Now I well,
I'm used to it, Leonard.
Not for me, because your BS. Podcast that you did the other day may
yesterday.
Have been the best podcast in the history of fantasy baseball.
What, and now
male,
I suck?
Female, I don't care what you are, monkey. Nobody could have done a better job than you. And many people say the same thing.
You're biased, Leonard.
Before I kill you, I'm going to tell you that.
Okay.
Now.
What's my next problem?
You blew it.
On what?
When you did the box scores, the question is, who's going to start at
shortstop? I didn't notice Bobby Dalbec.
Who's going to start at shortstop for the Boston Red Sox?
I know. I didn't notice Bobby Dalbec playing shortstop for the last four games.
Yeah.
Four out of the last seven games.
Bobby Dalbec is playing that. Anybody in the chat room think that this is something that's going to take hold?
Here's the thing. They're trying to get rid of this cat. They're trying to show that he can play multiple positions. But he's big boy. He strikes out constantly. They have Tristan Casas, who's crushing it, at first base. He's the first baseman. But they also have Bobby Dalbec listed at first, second, third, and shortstop on the depth chart.
Okay.
This guy, okay, Justin Turner's day-to-day right now. So
yeah,
I would say that Bobby Dalbec is going to get some time at DH, because Justin Turner is not a reliable health situation. He's ADP is 547. Would you draft Bobby Dalbec at 547?
Probably. If
yeah,
I,
what the hell?
Know, especially since I need it. Okay.
What the hell? Hold on. His strikeout percentage is 33%, so you know what you're getting. But I will say this about Bobby Dalbec. He's a little better in on-base percentages because he does take a walk. 8.2% walk rate last year, so he can take a walk. On-base percentage still only .283, but his batting average is .215, which used to be Hunter Renfro's batting average, but it's
nope.
not anymore. All hey, right, moving on. Let's talk about
second.
The games.
A healthy Carrasco.
We have to keep going.
It's a, night late, it's a nice late pitch pick. Good morning to everybody, and Rotorius likes Schmidt and Tyler McGill. Okay.
Cutter Crawford, okay, started yesterday for the Red Sox. Is King Happ here? No, he's probably busy. Cutter Crawford, I say, who the hell is Kay Crawford? So I look it up. It's 26-year-old starting pitcher for the Red Sox. He threw 4 2/3 innings yesterday with 5 strikeouts, 3 hits allowed. He has a 2.03 ERA on the season. Where is he going to pitch? Well, they have problems with James Paxton is out, Brian Bellows out, and Garrett Whitlock. We don't really know what's up with him. He's got a back injury.
Nothing's
that's a bad
up with him. So many people, you've tried to get Garrett Whitlock in trades. You almost made a trade with Steve Phillips asking for Garrett Whitlock.
No, he offered Garrett Whitlock.
Oh, of course he offered him.
Last time
if it was any good, he wouldn't offer him.
Dude, last time I made a trade with Steve, my whole team fell apart.
Of
you
course.
Were mad at that trade, and I should have listened to you.
How about
you were
that?
Just? But there's also another pitcher that you should be paying attention to, and his name is
Grayson Rodriguez. Right?
I'm talking about the Red Sox.
Oh,
pitcher.
I'm sorry. Who
yesterday,
could that be?
The Red Sox played 2 games. Okay, against 2 different opponents.
Yeah, well, I'm going.
I know you're talking about
game.
That. The first game, Cutter Crawford pitched for the Red Sox.
Yes.
He is now currently sitting in the 5th spot. If you consider that 3 pitchers are already injured before the season
and
starts.
He's got a 2.03 ERA in the spring.
Right.
5 strikeouts. In less than
Cutter
5
Crawford,
innings.
His stats are not good. You look at what he did last
what
year.
Mean not good. 2.03?
For the spring, Leonard. I'm
yeah.
looking at what he did last year. The
I
spring
see.
Means jack shit to me.
Jack who?
Jack shit.
Okay.
5.47 ERA last year.
Did you ever date him?
His 4-seam fastball had an actual batting average against of .316. Opponents were hitting .316 against his fastball, but expected batting average was 69 points lower, and the pitch had a 26% whiff rate. This year he started using his slider, or last year he started using his slider. Now he's using it more. That slider was great with a 42% whiff rate and a 1.74 expected batting average against. So I really do think that he's going to be better than he was last year, but we still don't know how good he's going to be. And there's another pitcher to talk about, which we'll do in the next box score. That's
okay.
The next pitcher on the rotation list for the Red Sox.
Okay, just wanted to say Adam Duvall.
Alfaro hit a home run yesterday.
Alfaro and Adam Duvall starting to heat it up. 2-for-3. This is what I say about just in time for the season.
Yeah, Duvall will
he's
be
He's batting .230, which is what he's going to bat.
Grayson Rodriguez has a
Grayson
5.56 ERA on the spring. Okay. Is that going to get him a spot in the rotation?
Yes. 3 2/3. He did give up 6 hits, but he gave up. He struck out 3. Yeah, he's going to get a spot in the rotation, and I'll tell you
why. Alfaro's hitting. He's a catcher in Red Sox. He is the catcher now.
All right, so I'll tell you
that's
why.
All there is
well,
to it.
Well, no, Adley Rushman's still
that's
the catcher.
That's the Orioles. That's I'm talking about the Red Sox.
Oh, you're right. Reese McGuire.
He's hurt.
Alfaro, Connor Wong. But you asked me about who? Who did you just ask? About
Grayson. Is he going to get a spot in the rotation with a 5.56 ERA this spring? And because the Orioles are going to have to promote him, and they're going to have to give up a year of service time if they do decide to keep him out of spring.
Well, that's a good question. They got Kyle Gibson, Cole Irvin, the lefty, Kyle Bradish, and Dean Kremer as the fifth starter. And here's the other question.
I know Mitch loves Grayson Rodriguez.
Okay, but okay, let's see Eddie Heckman.
I know these fanboys are going to say that he should be there.
When are the Orioles going to need a fifth starter? So if they send him down to AAA for the first month, that means he's probably only going to miss one start. So isn't it better sending him down?
Okay, we're running out of time. We need to get going with
we'll
these.
Never run out of time. We're not leaving the draft. It's not till next Saturday for FanHandle. We got all week. But here's the thing about Grayson Rodriguez. As the fifth starter, look, Gibson, Irwin, Bradish, Kramer.
Okay, move on from the rotation.
Have all pitched well enough to pitch, so I think Grayson's going to be in the minor leagues at the beginning of the season. Go ahead. Don't rush me.
The Rays beat the Red Sox 3-1. The next pitcher in line for, besides this Cutter Crawford, is Winkowski. Now, He's had an interesting spring. Yesterday, he threw 5 innings. No, his ERA on the spring is 0. He struck out 3 and allowed 1 hit in 5 innings yesterday. His stats for the spring so far are 10 innings pitched, 4 hits allowed, 10 strikeouts, 4 walks, a 0 ERA, and a .80 whip. These two Cutter Crawford and Josh Winkowski are both probably going to get to stay in the majors.
Mm-hmm. Winkowski. Wait a second. Shane McClanahan.
Yeah.
Are you up to him yet?
Go ahead.
My question is, another great, he's got an 0.93. How much are you paying for Shane McClanahan?
I drafted him in pretty much every league I could get him.
He could lead the league in strikeouts, but that's not the question. 260 format. How much are you paying?
$28.
$28. Okay, I could see that happening. He's a $25 to $30 pitcher. I don't see anybody paying more than $30. If you do, you're making a mistake. But
they'll pay more than that for Cole. They'll pay like $40 for Cole, who's rolling with a 3.5 ERA, and it's ridiculous.
So would you rather have McClanahan over Cole?
Yes.
You would?
Absolutely.
Okay, I don't criticize that. Okay.
First of all, I personally don't like Cole, but that's so
what
I'm
do you
biased.
Personally? When
I
did
just
you
think
meet
he's
Cole?
A little crybaby. He stands in the dugout and throws little tantrums if the game is late.
Okay.
He just has a bad attitude.
How about the Tigers and the Cardinals? You want to talk about that?
8 Cardinals, Tigers 4. We have Dylan Carlson hitting his 3rd home run yesterday. Torkelson hit his 1st home run of the spring. Matt Boyd pitched 4 innings.
He's been great.
He's been okay. He's got
he's been great.
Okay.
He's been great.
A 3.46 ERA this spring.
Yeah.
He struck out 4. He allowed 5 hits and 4 innings. That's never a good sign.
Okay.
Matt Liberatore pitched yesterday 5 innings.
Yep.
He's got a 1.80 ERA on the spring.
Wow. With 6 strikeouts in 5 innings and only 1 earned run.
Stevenson stole a base for the Tigers yesterday, too.
Well, let's take a look at Liberatore. I don't think he starts the year in the rotation. I don't think he does for the reasons that we just gave. About Rodriguez, losing a year, but the Cardinals with Wainwright, he's a lock, right?
Yep.
Mikolas is a lock.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Montgomery should be a lock.
He won't start the season in the majors because Flaherty is healthy right now. But Flaherty only threw 30 innings last year,
okay.
So you can believe that Liberatore is going to be called up as soon as the date passes for the full year.
100%. And they got Steven Matz, and he's got a lot to prove.
He's doing okay.
And they got Dakota Hudson.
Dakota Hudson's a reliever now.
I know that, but he should be a starter. The Cardinals are loaded. O'Neill, right. Carlson, Nootbaar, Burleson, all these guys. Donovan, are you kidding
me? Let me tell you what happened in the Marlins game yesterday.
Please do.
7-0. The Marlins beat the Nationals.
Please tell me. By the way, I got news just in. Today is Tim McCloud's birthday. Okay, go ahead.
Happy birthday, Tim. Okay. John Birdie hit a home run yesterday. Is this guy, as soon as I trade him
Wait
to
a
Steve,
second.
He gets
you
a home run?
You traded him to Steve Phillips and he hits a home run?
Right. He's not batting 120 right now.
But how many home runs did he hit last year?
Like, he can hit a few home runs. Three or so.
Yeah.
He mostly steals bases, clearly.
Yes,
but he plays all over the park. He's a useful player.
All right. Go ahead. You were talking about John Birdie.
John Birdie hit his first home run. Victor Robles was picked off, so it looks like he's going to go back to his old ways. At least he's trying to steal.
Right. Okay.
We have Alcantara pitched 5 2/3. These guys are definitely getting up to speed on their innings. And Trevor Williams, 4 2/3. His ERA on the spring is 7.
Yes, he gave up 10
God,
hits
this
and
poor
42.
Guy.
Yeah, and I like him. And one thing about Trevor Williams, and I picked him up a couple of years ago and was very excited. He is a pitcher's pitcher. He doesn't have the great stuff. He just knows how to pitch. He knows how to use the pitches that he has. So that's Trevor Williams. Yesterday he knew nothing. 4 2/3, 10 hits, 7 earned runs. So we'll stay off of that. Let's go to the next game as we're moving right along here. If we have enough time, we'll tell you about some of the young players that are going to emerge this year. Or will they? Remember, in the excellent words of somebody, a rookie is a rookie is a rookie. So let's see who falls into that category. And the Miranda on Minnesota, Jose Miranda, 6'2". He batted .270 .270 last year. He had 15 home runs last year. What are you doing?
I had to get some coffee.
And he was DH last year. Yesterday he did pretty good. And the Pirates, they're just still trying to build a team. And Brian Reynolds, the most traded player who was never traded, batting .133. I'm a big fan of K. Brian Hayes this year. He's batting in the third spot.
He hit a home run yesterday.
Hit a home run. He's going to steal some bases. I like him. I like him. I like him.
Guess who did steal
a
base?
Lot.
And Duhar stole a base.
And Hayes got his third home run of the season, okay? Anything you want to talk about in the pitching other than Mitch Keller, who's 7 strikeouts and 4 2/3. Does anybody in the draft room, has anybody drafted Mitch Keller? He's not a very, you know, the Pirate players, and this is a big fault of, a lot of times in fantasy, you just stay away from some of the bad teams. Right, Triple Play?
I want to talk about the next game.
Well, go ahead.
I like this game the best, the Giants, because I have a couple players. First of all, the Giants.
You skip the Yankees and the Blue Jays, but that's okay. You can do the Giants.
I have them on. Oh, I didn't feel like doing that game.
Oh, you didn't feel like doing it? Let's just quickly tell. Cortez pitched.
Nestor. Have this game somewhere.
So Nestor's important. 3 1/3 innings.
Yeah.
This means he'll be back very early in the season. He may not even miss any games.
He sucked yesterday, didn't he?
Well, no, he didn't suck yesterday. 3 1/3 innings, 5 earned runs.
Yeah, that sucks. And 3 walks.
You got Volpe batted leadoff, and I don't know. Everybody, don't forget, it's the spring. But Volpe just has not stopped. So he batted leadoff and played shortstop yesterday. And Cabrera, I want to tell you something about that, or what's his name, Cabrera?
Oswaldo.
He has played every position so far this spring.
He's a sleeper.
Except catcher.
I love him.
And pitcher.
I draft him on every
position.
Team.
Okay? So if you're in an Oli league or you need a positional mix, he's a guy. It's freezing in Columbus. Okay. Says guest Shaman. Okay. Next.
All right, the Giants stole 6 bases yesterday.
Wow.
Just the Giants. Including Joey Bart, two from Johnson. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. They stole six bases. I think this is going to be one of the teams that is – I think that there's going to be a lot of stolen bases, but I think some teams are going to be crazy with stolen bases, and mm-hmm. the Giants might be one of them. The White Sox, of course, is another one that already said they're going to be running a lot. But my favorite part of this game is DeSclafani, who I've been telling you,
yes, you have.
Is going to get into the rotation, even though he's not listed as one of the five starters. DeSclafani. A zero ERA on the spring. Yesterday, he threw 3 2/3, 5 strikeouts. And you know who's sitting above him in the rotation is Ross Stripling, who has not been good at all. Now, you got Alex Wood. He's a lefty. Sean Manaea is a lefty. Alex Wood is always hurt for some
reason. Logan Webb, Alex Cobb, all right.
And look, I think that Sclafani is going to get a spot in the rotation because remember in 2021, he had a 3.17 ERA. Last year, his ERA was 6.63, but do I mind to tell you that he only threw 19 innings because he had a bad ankle, which he got surgically repaired this offseason, and now just the fact that it's an ankle injury and not an arm injury is good.
That's
the
great.
Fact that he got it fixed is good. I also like what he's doing this spring. And he's, you know, he's apt where he's going in drafts. He's an unbelievable pick that late in drafts.
Okay. Speaking of getting it fixed, King Hap is in the chat room.
Hello, King Hap.
Okay.
What do you think of these two, Cutter Crawford and Winkowski, these two starters for the Red Sox that could be, I don't know.
What does that have to come by?
Because he's a Red Sox guy.
Oh, King Hap. He doesn't even know who they are. All right,
move on.
Go ahead.
Red 7, Oakland 1. Shea Langelier stole his first base yesterday.
He's going to be a Jim Dandy. He was a good catcher when he was...
A Jim Dandy?
Yeah, he's going to be a good one. He was a good catcher when he was traded. Now, once he gets...
He's batting in the middle of the lineup.
And he's... Yeah, and when I say he could run, we're talking about a handful of stolen bases, but at the catcher spot, he could be a real good one. I traded for him, by the way.
I know. You're invested in him.
Laureano still not doing very much, but you can't stop that from taking him.
Would you take Laureano?
Because he can steal a base.
Does he do that?
He's going to take a look at his records. He does it every year. He steals bases. And because he's such a great defensive player.
He is good defensive.
He's not going to lose his job so fast.
All right. That's it for that game.
Yes, it is.
Okay, the Rockies beat the Royals 6-3. Elias Diaz.
Okay.
A middle-of-the-road catcher who's batting in the middle of the lineup every single day.
I have him on playing for every team.
Playing for Colorado, that helps him out as a hitter. He's batting 360 this spring. That doesn't really mean much. What means more to me is the fact that every single time I do these box scores, he's batting third or fourth.
That's right. Batting third. Hunter Dozier batting third. Hitting 290. Don't forget him. Go ahead.
I know. You're handcuffed to his bandwagon.
I'm handcuffed. I mean, I believe Hunter Dozier is one of my sleeper surprise
players.
Okay,
that's really all I found in that game.
Not a lot going on.
I did find out Franmil Reyes.
Yes, go ahead.
I love this guy. Franmil Reyes.
Well, what about him?
He's playing every day.
Okay. Oh, by the way.
Although I don't see him in the lineup yesterday.
Sad news to report.
I think he played in the second game.
Sad news to report for those of you who are part of the chat room, and we call ourselves a family, and we are. Daniel Ferrara lost his brother last night, so let's just send our condolences to the Ferrara family. And Daniel, we love you, man. That's for sure. Okay, Dodgers and the White Sox.
Well, Michael Kopech pitched yesterday. He's having a great spring.
Yes, he
King
really
Turd
is.
Likes this guy, too, he said. Kopech. You know, here's me. Remember a couple years ago, or was it last year, I was like, he's going to be in the rotation,
blah, blah, blah.
Nobody believed me.
This is the first year that you haven't called that.
I know, and he probably is going to
and
be
this
now.
This is the year he'll be in it, okay?
I don't know. I have to admit, I haven't really taken a deep dive into Kopech. I'm just not bought on him right now.
Okay.
He pitched yesterday,
and
yeah.
And third. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hasn't given up a run all spring.
Right. So that's what I found from that game to be interesting.
And looking at the Dodgers, Jason Heyward is still
batting leadoff
and playing. And Outman is playing right field.
Outman's going to get the job.
I think Altman will get the job. Altman went 0 for 3 yesterday and struck out twice.
I thought he played left field.
Well, Altman yesterday played. He could play every position.
In the outfield?
In the outfield.
Gavin Sheets was playing yesterday instead of Oscar Colas. I don't know if that means anything, but, you know, Oscar Colas has been really good this spring. And it's really Gavin Sheets who's going to lose playing time, right?
Yeah, Colas is sitting around 290, if I remember, okay? So he's
all right. The next game, I want to talk about Corbin Carroll.
Go ahead. He's overrated.
Absolutely.
Overrated because he could steal 100 bases. He's overrated because he's not getting on base so fast. Go.
Well, he's hitting 344 this spring, but this guy is literally in drafts. He's being drafted 67th overall, okay? It's crazy. And that's been the same. But if you look at his stats, right? You look at his stats last year, he had 115 plate appearances in the major leagues. He hit 4 home runs and stole 2 bases. He batted 260. That's it. That's all you have to work off, and you're picking this guy 67th overall.
Is it 344?
For the spring, but he's only hit no home runs. He stole 2 bases, 344 in 40 plate appearances. It doesn't matter. I looked at the ADP at NFBC, and I like to sort it out by the dates. So even going back as far as last December, he was still going that early in drafts. People were high on this guy. There's a couple players that have actually moved up like hundreds of points and hundreds of picks in ADP over the last couple months. But this guy, he started out the season going like that. Now, last year, he hit 28 home runs and stole 33 bases. That's Corbin Carroll. So, yes, he's a 30-30 potential, but you have to remember, that was all happening in the minors. Mm-hmm. And he did well when he came up, but did he do that well to be in this number 67 ADP?
It's all about stolen bases.
Holy moly, if you love young guys, then this is the guy for you. I got to say, he plays all 3 outfield positions, but he does hit. You know, they say, oh, well, Lourdes Gurriel is over there hitting for Arizona now, so it's not going to be great for him. But then they take a guy like Corbin Carroll, and they just act like he's going to hit the stitches off the ball.
To answer the question of Anthony D.B. Miller about David Robertson for the Mets, I think he starts the year as the closer. The only thing that stops that is Zach Britton. The Mets will not be able to trade for a bona fide, Bedard, all these guys on Pittsburgh. They're not doing it. No team is going to trade their number one closer before the season starts. It's like waving the white flag and giving up on the year before the year starts. You're going to really upset the fans. So
what,
I think
Pittsburgh fans are already upset?
No. You can't trade your number one closer, Bedard.
Even if you're not going to win any games?
You can trade him, but not before this season. Hmm. Ticket sales stop.
Fans, nobody's going to stop buying tickets to PNC.
It's the best
park in baseball.
It's not going to happen. So I think Robertson gets a chance. What about Zach Allen? Is he still in your top 10?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Got an 8 ERA in the spring.
I don't care about that.
Oh, and you know who came in? 4 2/3.
Ginkle.
And Kevin Ginkle.
The Gink.
The first guy out of the bullpen tells you that they are looking at him to close.
And he's got an ERA of 0 on the spring.
So you're what?
Yesterday he threw 1 1/3.
You're 3 years late?
2 years. I'm always before.
Okay.
Remember when I loved John Birdie?
Yes, you did.
And then two years later, Varshow I loved too.
Uh-huh.
Last year I loved MJ Melendez.
Yes, you did.
And Jose Miranda.
You're always a year late. But that's...
That's okay. That's
no, you're always a year early.
Right, which is
not
good.
A year late.
You can't Here's the thing. I love Kevin Ginkle. I don't love him in the sense that I'm going to draft him high. Yeah. But if you're desperate for a closer at the end of your draft, and you know, Val sent me a text, he drafted Kevin Ginkle because there's nobody available in his NL-only draft, right?
Val drafted Kevin Ginkle.
Late. Really Holy late. Mackerel. It was like a supplemental draft or something. It was absolutely no players available. It was like this league has like 50 players on each. Nobody had Ginkle. So he said, oh my gosh, I just drafted Ginkle. It's at the point in the supplemental draft where you're just sick to your stomach every time you have to make a pick. You're like, oh my gosh.
So I think the Angels are going to have a good team moving on to the Angels in Texas.
The Angels, look at Carlos Estevez, though. He is having a horrible spring.
Oh,
he's the
horrible.
He's the closer, but is his job really that secure with a 15-4-3 ERA on the season?
Not at all.
I don't know. He. That's what I noticed in that game. Then moving on, the Brewers.
Wait
the,
a second. I'm not done. I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Who would you rather have, Jared Walsh?
Yes.
Or Anthony Rendon?
I would rather have.
That's a good one, right? Rendon's hitting 400.
Yeah, big deal. He's going to stub his pinky toe.
Walsh is batting 367. Chat room, who would you rather have?
I love Jared Walsh this year.
Absolutely play the same positions, basically. Who would you rather have? Would you rather have Jared Walsh or would you rather have Anthony Rendon?
So another player that I'm so baffled by with people drafting so high is Tatis.
Okay.
You love Tatis. Yes, I know he had a great season. He hit 42 homers and he stole 25 bases. He got suspended for 80 games for using... I don't even know what it is. It's PED. It's a legal substance. It was cream. It wasn't like shots in the ass like they were doing in the 90s.
What?
I'm just saying, we don't really know. But we also, the whole thing is, we don't really know how much that cream or those substances that he was taking from Mexico are helping him or were helping him. Mm-hmm. He actually had two surgeries this offseason, and he's still suspended going into the season, although he will be back at the end of April.
Okay.
I still think that, geez Louise, you're drafting this guy in the first or second round. I know his potential is great. I'm not trying to dog that. But let me talk about my macho man, Manny Machado, okay?
Go ahead.
He's back. Yesterday he hit a double, his second double of the spring, and a homer. And his second double of the spring, that's because he is playing on the Dominican Republic team. So he's been gone most of spring.
And they're all coming back now.
Yes, they're coming
back. Thank goodness the Major League have the WBC played after the season.
I love Manny.
Go.
And he was stolen from me in the NL only by Mitchell.
All right. Brandon Marsh, still high on him. 1-for-2, batting .242.
Batting leadoff.
And batting leadoff. Alec Bohm was a big player for the Phillies this year. He's batting second, and the Phillies just keep rolling along.
Fred Mill.
And the Braves just keep doing it, man. They keep Ozzie Albies hitting .214, batting some leadoff. Michael Harris, there are some who say he's not going to be as good as he was last year. We're not going to be able to get to our feature about some of the youngsters, but we'll get to it at some point.
Let me say one thing. You skipped the Royals and Rockies game, which I just wanted to say real quick. Framil Reyes batting fourth. Yes, he was on a minor league contract to start the season. I'm all in for Framil Reyes this year, where you have to draft him. Yesterday, he hit his third home run. So far this spring, he's batting .433 with 3 home runs, 12 RBIs, and 12 games.
Wow.
He's going to have a spot in... Okay? He's going to have a spot.
You like Daza on, everybody always takes a look at the Colorado players. Jonathan Daza.
No, I'm not a huge.
Now, he batted .300 last year. He's
Who cares? He doesn't do anything else.
Well, he steals bases, too. He's a stolen base guy that's kind of under the radar. And he's batting the leadoff, sitting .350 in a Colorado lineup that if he stays at the top of the order, he's going to hit home runs, steal bases, and score a lot of runs. He could be, Daza, a very useful fantasy player. So don't just skip over him, okay?
So going back to that Phillies-Braves game, I talked about Jared Schuster yesterday because we have a situation in Atlanta in the fifth starting spot is either Jared Schuster or Dodd. Now, Dodd is one of the finalists for the fifth starter spot in Atlanta. And so far this spring, he's pitched 13 innings, a .69 ERA, 7 hits in 13 innings, and 15 strikeouts. So, you know, I talked about Schuster yesterday and talked about how he could be an underrated or he could be a potential sleeper. But I got to at least mention Dodd, who's 25 this year. He's pitched at all the levels. Even though he only had 6 2/3 innings at AAA last year, he still has hit all the levels. So Schuster and Dodd is kind of a crapshoot. I think Schuster's probably a little more ready to be at that level, but they're both under consideration, and they're both going to hit the majors this year for sure.
I think you're absolutely right. Okay, the Mets and the Astros, Framber Valdez.
Max Scherzer is the key to this game.
You can't even get better. 7 innings, 8 strikeouts, no runs. Wow. Does that surprise
4 hits
anybody?
In 7 innings.
And nothing else really to talk
Max
about.
Scherzer. Framber Valdez also pitched yesterday.
He's a good one.
4 2/3, 1 earned run, 5 strikeouts, and 2 walks.
And our last game.
They didn't stand a chance, even though the Mets lineup was all second-string people. Yep. It was nobody good.
Last game.
Yeah.
Mariners and the Cleveland team.
Okay. And Castillo pitched yesterday.
Yeah, Castillo,
you love him.
My favorite pitcher. Castillo.
His ERA is 5.25 on this spring.
And that's
Are you annoyed?
Good. No, I'm happy. Because if I go into any more drafts, the competition for Castillo will not be as good as if Castillo was had a 1 ERA. Sometimes you hope that the pitchers you like, including Class A, who gave up 3 hits and 3 runs yesterday, but, you know, closers are different.
Why?
So, because,
you know how much people are paying for closers this year? It's unbelievable.
Plesac, 6 1/3.
I know. I looked him up, actually. I was going to see if there's any reason why I should consider drafting Plesac, and it turns out there's really not.
No,
there's not any good reason to draft him.
Anything else in either one of these lineups? The Guardians, Rosario, 0-4, but that's good, too. You don't want to have the guys who you like, and you want to keep quiet. You don't want to have them making noise. Jared Kelenic.
I like Ahmed Rosario this year, okay? Finally,
yes.
I do.
Finally, you do.
Yeah.
3 years later than when I told you.
Yeah.
And that should do it, my darling. Okay. Anybody have any questions? Put the phone number in the chat room.
What about our youngsters that I did so much work on today?
Well,
let's just talk about them.
No, we have no time. Okay. We'll do them.
Then later. I'm doing the show on
you
this week.
Anytime you want. Andrea has so much to talk about.
Yes, because I have to do all this work and study
all right,
this shit.
Don't worry about it, okay? Thank you all for being here. Let's just say hello to everybody and goodbye to everybody because I can only spend so much time with her. Chris Gallo, Eddie Heckman, James Capricorn, Laura, Malpal, Merrill Mitchell, SM King Turd, Timothy My Hooker, Tommy Johnson. Triple play. We got a couple of people who couldn't stick around, but we get it. And on that note, we love you all, and we'll see you again tomorrow. This is the Lady and the Legend, absolutely free, and we'll see you tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Thanks, everybody.